Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
Cause I'm a cowboy, on a steel horse I ride, I'm wanted, dead or alive, dead or alive, dead or alive.
Ending was the best part.
Yeah, all the beep boops. I love the beep boops in that song.
R2-D2 was it?
Yeah. And I'm C3B. All right, what's up, everybody? You are watching the Command Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai. We're definitely wanted because we are going to Thunder Junction where all the outlaws are, and we are revealing the brand new Commander Precon deck. It is the Mardu Outlaws deck called
Most Wanted.
That's right. So we are going to show off all the cards in this deck. We're going to talk about the brand new cards, and then we're going to talk about the big reprints. We're going to go through the reprint value like we always do, and then we are going to read and show off every single card in the deck by the end of this video.
Very exciting. They say crime doesn't pay, Josh, but this deck is all about treasures.
So crime does pay.
Crime does
pay. In Thunder Junction, evidently it does.
In the form of really fast mana. You can also get some crime of your own by heading on over to cardkingdom.com/command, where you can pre-order this pre-con or any of the other Thunders of Outlaw Junction pre-cons, because they're Thunders of Outlaw Junction. There we go. lots of outlaws in this Thunder Junction, indeed. But you can pre-order a single sale product and more, cardkingdom.com/command. Whether or not you're going to follow the pre-con upgrade guides when we do them on this channel, or you just want to get the pre-cons and put them all against each other in a fun 4v4 format, cardkingdom.com/command has all of the magic product that you need to make sure that your game experience is super duper awesome. So when it comes to this set or any of the sets in the future, they're the place to go to either get your singles or your sealed product, get them directly to your doorstep in one convenient package, get up ready to play, and then also support the channel at the same time. That's cardkingdom.com/command.
And of course, once you get all those cards, you want to protect them and you want to outfit them correctly so that they look as awesome as possible on your battlefield. Ultra Pro is the game accessories brand that Jimmy and I and the people at the Command Zone trust our own collections to. They have the licensing agreement for Outlaws of Thunder Junction, so if you want playmats, deck boxes that match your Mardu Outlaws deck or any of the other precons or any of the other legends in the set that you want to build around, Ultra Pro's going to have it. And we say it all the time, but it's true. You should check their website, again, ultrapro.com/command, fairly often because they have deals all the time. So you can often find big discounts on stuff you're looking for. So again, ultrapro.com/command.
And something really exciting, the deadline is coming up very quickly, though. For our patrons, we are doing an audition to get on Extra Turns.
That's right.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you might have seen we did a giveaway on Whatnot for our guest spots about a little over a week ago. But now we are allowing our patrons to audition to also get a guest spot on the show. This is something we haven't done before. We've done it for game nights, but not Extra Turns. So if you want to show off your favorite deck in front of, you know, the world and compete with Jimmy and myself, maybe Rachel and some others, for Eternal Commander glory,
yeah,
then all you got to do is join our Patreon and then follow the rules, submissions, rules and restrictions, terms apply, all that. There's a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow the rules.
Yeah. But we'll fly you out to Los Angeles. You'll get to play on the show. You get to hang out with our team. We usually shoot a few episodes at once, so you'll get to meet a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It's really a good time.
And those are going to be due April 12th.
Yeah.
So again, make sure you follow the instructions, sign up for the Patreon, and we hope to see your entry very soon.
Yeah, it is totally okay to sign up for the Patreon in order to audition. That's totally fine.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, we also shout out one lucky patron every single episode. It's not like they won the Extra Turns audition, but they do win this episode.
Who is the most wanted person in all of Thunder Junction? It's dedicated to
Robert Greco.
Robert, you rock. Okay. Let's get on to our main topic here, which is the pre-con reveal for the Most Wanted Mardu Outlaws deck from Outlaws of Thunder Junction. We're not going to do an evaluation of all these cards in this episode. We are going to do upgrade guides for all of the pre-cons on this channel,
yes,
which will happen in the coming weeks during our coverage of the entire set. On this one, our goal is just to show you what's in this deck. So,
yeah,
we're going to go through the new cards first, then the major reprints. We'll talk about reprint value, and then again at the end of the show, we will show you every card.
Yeah, so the front card on this box, the lead singer, is
Bon Jovi.
The Bon Jovi of this deck. That's hilarious. Is Olivia. She's back as the Opulent Outlaw with a very fancy hat, we might add. There are a lot of hats in this set for the hat deck. So Olivia.
So many.
So, yeah, it's endless. I think every single card has some kind of hat, I feel like. All right, Olivia is one and Mardu. So red, white, and black for a 3/3 vampire assassin. She has flying and lifelink. And she says, whenever one or more outlaws you control deal combat damage to a player, create a treasure token. So that outlaws are classified as creature types assassin, mercenary, pirate, rogue, and warlock. And changeling, of course. So whenever one or more outlaws you control deal combat damage to a player, create a treasure token. And then she has an activated ability. You can pay 3 mana and sacrifice 2 treasures to put 2 +1/+1 counters on each creature you control. Activate only as a sorcery. Okay. So this is similar to Facebreaker, where if you hit 3 players with 3 outlaws, you get 3 treasures.
Right, but if you hit 1 player with 3 outlaws, you only get 1 treasure.
Yeah, because you got to rob from different people is the idea.
Yeah. I think. Okay, pretty cool. The backup commander in this deck is Vihan Goldwaker. It's just Mardu, so red, white and black, 3 mana total for a 3/3 legendary creature, dwarf warlock, so is an outlaw.
Cool.
Says other outlaws you control have vigilance and haste.
Ooh.
At the beginning of combat on your turn, you may have treasures you control become 3/3 construct assassin artifact creatures in addition to their other types until end of turn.
Whoa.
So if you get a lot of treasures,
they're all 3/3s?
Yeah. You turn them all into 3/3s.
With
you can't turn
haste,
some.
Right?
It's either you turn all your treasures into 3/3s or you don't turn any of your treasures into 3/3s. But yeah, they are treasures with, they have haste. Oh yeah, you're right. They have vigilance.
Yeah, they're construct assassins.
So you turn them into creatures, attack, and then you still sack them for mana because they had vigilance.
You can hold up an instant, they get blocked in, cool, I'm gonna sack that for mana, cast my instant or whatever.
Oh.
I believe you can also make them all 5/5s.
Wow.
They have to watch a couple of their brethren die.
And then
the rest of them are like, woohoo, we're buff.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay. Interesting. Both commanders are a little bit similar, but not the same. It'll be interesting to see which one you should run as a commander right out of the box.
Yeah.
Generally, it is the one on the front, but not always.
Yeah, Vihan in this case notably doesn't make treasures, while Olivia does. But Vihan, it's non-token. It's token and non-token. So all the outlaws you have haste, which seems pretty good.
Yeah, and Vigi.
And Vigi.
Okay, let's talk about the new cards. There are 10 total new cards in this pre-con. Those were 2 of them, so there's 8 left.
Yep, and then there are a couple of cards in the deck that are from the main set, but those are not commander exclusive.
Oh yeah, that's always confusing to people.
Yeah.
Those are considered reprints because they're in the main set of Thunder Junction.
They come out at the same time, yeah.
So anyway, we're only going to read the cards that are completely unique to this pre-con.
All right, the first that we have is the Angelic Sellsword. This is 4 and the white for a 4/4 angel mercenary. It's a outlaw.
An outlaw angel?
Yeah. It's got flying and vigilance, and it says whenever Angelic Sellsword, I guess it's a sellsword.
Yeah, true.
Whenever Angelic Sellsword or another non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, create a 1/1 red mercenary creature token with tap. Target creature you control gets +1/+0 until end of turn. Activate only as a sorcery. And then whenever Angelic Sellsword attacks, if its power is 6 or greater, draw a card. So these red mercenary creature tokens are pretty common here in Outlaw Junction, in Thunder Junction, and they just have an activated ability. You can give a creature +1/+0 that you control until end of turn, but only as a sorcery.
And you have to tap them to do it.
Yeah, but this is cool. Angelic Sellsword comes in, makes one, and then anytime a creature enters the battlefield under your control, you make another one.
Yeah, and then if you have a couple of them, that's pretty easy to get it up to that 6 power threshold, right? Because you just tap a few mercenaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This to me, the first part is the most important. This is a creature that just pumps out 1/1.
Yeah, just it's a token creator.
Yeah.
All right, the next card is Back in Town. The boys are back in town. Different, yeah, we should save that for a different episode. Okay. It's a sorcery for 2, a black, and X.
Okay.
Return X target outlaw creature cards from your graveyard to the battlefield.
Whoa.
Again, outlaws are assassins, mercenaries, pirates, rogues, and warlocks. Wow.
That seems very good. That's the entire deck. Every creature in this deck is an outlaw.
Yeah, this is quite good. Even if you only get, for 6 mana, you get 3 back to the battlefield.
Yeah.
You could easily be like 6 mana, get 15 mana worth of stuff out.
Yeah, a lot of like just grow a creature back is at 5 mana in black, and this is at 4 for just one. So
that's 6 true.
Mana Even for 2. Yeah, 8 mana for 3.
I can see that.
No, way more than that, actually, because it's X.
8 mana, you get 5.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's not XX, it's just X.
It's just X.
It's quite efficient, honestly. Yeah. At all places, 4 for 1. 5 for 2, 6 for 3. Those all sound pretty good.
Yeah, 6 for 2. That's 2 mana.
Four for one is actually the worst of those.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
All right. Next up, we got the Bounty Board. Hey, you're on here, Josh. It's got 3 mana for an artifact. Tap to add 1 mana of any color. 1 mana and tap. Put a bounty counter on target creature. Activate only as a sorcery. And then you can It also says whenever a creature with a bounty counter on it dies, each of its controller's opponents draws a card and gains 2 life. So this is kind of like bounty counters of the past where they benefit more than just one person. But this basically says this is a 3-mana rock, but it also allows you to tap it to put, hey, everyone, please kill this creature on other people's stuff.
And you'll get stuff if you do.
Yeah, but everyone kind of gets it.
But it's a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah, it is encouragement for sure. We've seen this with like Mathis and other bounty cards before.
Yep.
But yeah, a little bit of table friendliness there.
All right, the next one is Charred Grave Robber. Mm, 2 and a black.
Favorite meat cut.
It's dry aged.
Yeah.
All right, Charred Grave Robber is 2 and a black for a 3/1 skeleton mercenary. When it enters the battlefield, return target outlaw card from your graveyard to your hand.
Okay.
So it's just a cheaper grave digger there. But it also has escape for 3 black, so you can exile 4 other cards from your graveyard and then cast this from your graveyard.
Cool.
And it says Charred Grave Robber escapes with a +1/+1 counter on it. So if you escape it, it's a 4/2. Otherwise, it's a 3/1. I don't think that matters too much. Mostly, you're playing this for the recursion, right?
Yeah.
Pretty efficient recursion. You get a 3/1 body.
You can do it again.
Something back from your graveyard, and then, yeah, you can do it again later on. I could see this being useful outside of even outlaw decks. I guess it only returns target outlaw, though, so it's a little bit narrow. I think you'd have to look at outside of this deck, your deck, and see if there's enough outlaws. But if there was enough targets, it's pretty efficient.
Yeah, there are rogue decks out there. Yeah. There are definitely pirate decks as well. Yep. So. Okay, cool. Next up, we got Dead Before Sunrise. Whoosh. 3 and a red for an instant. Until end of turn, outlaw creatures you control get +1/+0 and gain the ability. Tap. This creature deals damage equal to its power to target creature. Okay. This is pretty fun. So this is a 4 mana kind of end step. Every single one of your creatures now becomes a pinger to other creatures equal to its power.
Pretty powerful. A good way to like clear off a lot of creatures.
Yeah, it's like the draw.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we missed an opportunity. We've been talking like cowboys this whole time.
Oh, you're right.
All right, the next one is Discreet Retreat.
Yeehaw!
It's 3 and a black for an enchantment aura. Says enchant land. Enchant land has tap, add 2 mana of any one color. Spend this mana only to cast outlaw spells or activate abilities from outlaw sources.
Okay.
Whenever you cast your first outlaw spell each turn, you draw a card.
Oh.
And you lose 1 life.
Okay. So the 2 abilities are different. The first one just makes your land into one of them super lands. But right. for four man, not a great deal.
Jumping crawdaddies. Yeah. That's crazy.
But every time you cast an outlaw spell with this out, even if you don't use this to tap, you're going to draw a card and lose one life. But just one time per turn. This bullet's only got one gun in it. This gun's only got one bullet in it. Dang it. This Thunder Junction's got me all twisted up like a tornado.
This bullet's only got one gun in it.
That's the name of like a new Clint Eastwood movie in an alternative universe.
The bullet with only one gun.
Yeah, this bullet's only got one gun.
Okay, we
got
to stop the cowboy. I can't keep it up. Also, it's like I'm not hearing what you're really saying.
Yeah.
My brain was like, what did he say there?
Crawdaddies. All right, next up we have Great Waters Fixer.
Wait, maybe, I thought we were going
to... Maybe just the name.
Okay.
Two of black and a red for a 4/4. Ah, Lizard Mercenary. Each outlaw creature card in your graveyard has Encore X, where X is its mana value. So you can exile it and then pay its Encore cost. For each opponent, create a token copy that attacks that opponent this turn. They gain haste and they get sacrificed at the beginning of the next end step. Activate only as a sorcery. So this is cool. Every single card in your graveyard, including, by the way, that 3-mana Gravedigger.
Oh, boy. That's
you can just
good.
Gravedig that back. Yeah. You don't have to escape it at all for more mana.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. And the last new card is called We Ride at Dawn. It's 2 and a white for an enchantment. It says, legendary creature spells you cast have Convoke.
Ooh.
So Convoke is you can tap your creatures to help pay for the spell, and each creature you tap while casting a legendary creature will pay for 1 generic mana or 1 mana of that creature's color.
Okay.
That's pretty good all on its own.
Yeah.
A light Cryptolith, right? Just for legendaries.
Yeah.
And it says, whenever your commander attacks, create a 1/1 red mercenary creature token with tap. Target creature you control gets +1/+0 until end of turn, activate only as a sorcery. Mercenaries always work the same, but mercenary tokens, I mean.
Yeah.
So this is another token creator, a little bit harder to attack than it is to cast creatures, so not the same as that angel. But still, the fact that it allows you to cast your legendary stuff for cheaper is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think there are that many legendary creatures in this deck, but there are a lot of Obzon Legendary Matters decks that have happened recently, so I feel like this is a very good card that will get better over time. In this deck, it may not be optimized because we just talked about 2-3 creatures here, I think, that aren't.
Yeah, this
legendary.
Feels like it'll be pretty good in a deck that's got, you know, 10, maybe 15 legends, just happens to, and yeah. It has an aristocracy style so that you're going to get those
cheap creatures, yeah.
You're going to get those mercenaries and you're going to use them in interesting ways because you won't always have to use them to tap and gain power, right? You can sack them as 1/1s. Yeah. Or just pump them all.
Yeah.
And Crater Hoof.
Yeah, and you want a commander that wants to attack too with this card.
Good point. So.
Cool. All right.
Okay, those are the 10 new cards in the deck. Next up, we are going to break down the reprint value like we always do. We're going to talk about the stats of the deck, and then we're going to talk about what the big reprints are, what the total reprint value is, and then, of course, we'll go through the entirety of the deck. But before we get to that, we're going to take a quick break, and we will hear a message from our... But before we get to that, we're going to take a quick break, hear a message from our... Boy.
Got to do it in the cowboy accent.
Just leave all this in. Don't even edit it out.
Do a cowboy accent. That's how
but before we get to that,
yeehaw!
Yeah, hold on to your hats and glasses because we're going to go to our sponsor messages and we'll be right back.
If you're watching this, that means you like games, specifically strategy card games.
Yeah, and we've got a new one to share with you here that we've been playing around the office a ton. It's called Kinfire Delve Scorn Stockade.
It's basically a dungeon run where you face a series of challenges before taking on a powerful final boss.
And it really is perfect for Magic players. It lets you use your skills from Commander, but in a co-op setting that rewards you for good threat assessment, teamwork, and planning ahead.
Scorn Stockade is easy to learn, but you've got to be smart if you want to win, because the challenges change every single time you play. We've jammed a ton of games and they've all felt different, which is pretty impressive considering it's only $20.
Yeah, it is an amazingly high quality product at that price. The cards, the dice, even the box, they all feel premium.
On its own, Scorn Stockade supports up to 2 players, but if you pick up the previous Kinfire Delve set, Vainglory's Grotto, you can combine them and play with 4 people. So it's great for mixing things up with your commander pod.
Exactly. It'll give you a chance to work together and, you know, heal the wounds from those shady political deals that you made.
That's more of a you problem, Josh.
What? No, everyone's always happy with all the deals they make with me, aren't they? Order Kinfire Delve Scorn Stockade at kinfiredelve.com and use code COMMAND10 at checkout for 10% off. That's a whole lot of game for just $20. Plus, pick up the first set, Vainglory's Grotto, for the full 4-player experience. Again, that's kinfiredelve.com and use code COMMAND10 to score 10% off.
Man, these MagicCons really keep us on the go, huh?
Yeah, we've had Philly, Minneapolis, Vegas, Chicago, even Barcelona, and of course Amsterdam pretty soon.
But you know what comes with us every time?
Oh yeah, of course I know. It's the Cube of Consequence!
Oh! No. No, that wasn't until Minneapolis. I was talking about our Raycon wireless earbuds.
Oh yeah, of course. I take my Raycons everywhere. With their 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, they're perfect for a long plane ride.
Or they'll listen to music while exploring a new city. With their optimized gel tips, they fit so comfortably, I almost forget I'm wearing them.
And their noise isolation is perfect if you want to tune out the traffic and tourist chatter.
Or use awareness mode if you want to take it all in and not get hit by a car.
The best part is, the audio quality is top tier, but they're just half the price of other premium brands. So if I misplace them on a trip, I don't have to worry too much about buying another pair.
So when you're planning your next big trip or even just a busy day, don't forget the most important thing.
Yes. The Cube of Consequence!
Josh, we talked about this.
Right. Yes. The Raycons.
Go to buyraycon.com/command today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping.
That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/command.
Again, buyraycon.com/command.
Okay. I'm going to fly.
All right. I am off to see the Wizards. Heading to Seattle for the weekend.
Josh, no!
You can't go to Seattle. It's not like it here in LA.
Sometimes it rains there!
That's fine, because I just got these new shoes and jacket from Vessi.
Oh!
Yep, with my Vessi Stormburst shoes, I'm ready for anything. They're comfortable, look great, and on top of that, they're waterproof. You know I'm a practical guy, so I like having one pair of shoes I can really depend on. And Vessis are the whole package. You can't beat their versatility. I mean, look, you spend a huge amount of time in your shoes, right? So you want a pair that's stylish, but still feels good on the move. Well, with my Vessis, I can throw them on every morning and never worry about where the day's gonna take me. And on those rare occasions when it does rain in LA, I'm like automatically twice as prepared as everyone else. They've really become my go-to footwear. They're perfect for everything from the office to exploring a new city to going on a nature hike.
I didn't know you hiked.
Oh, I don't. I just like to look like I might.
Oh, that tracks.
Elevate your summer activities with Vessi Stormburst and Weekend Shoes. Discover more at Vessi.com/CommandZone. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to stay cool and dry.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, partner.
I like how everything's with a whip.
Yeah, or it's that sound of the gun hitting the spittoon thing.
Oh,
ba-ding. Yeah.
I like the whip.
We are going to talk about the it's time for the do
stats
for Most Wanted. So as always, we go through the statistics of each deck, sometimes with a cowboy accent. And this time with not, because I'm done with it. All right. So first up on the stats of the Most Wanted deck list, we have Ramp. We have 8 sources of Ramp in the deck.
A little low.
Low for Mardu, by the way. Mardu needs all the help he can get.
Yeah, I think it's low for any deck these days. You want 12 plus, so.
Yeah, and I'm looking in the deck, too, and like some of the cards are they're 2 3 mana rocks. I think they're 3 3 mana rocks, actually. So it's extra slow if we have to count those.
Yeah, and I think print cards are always, you know, they have some upgrading that needs to be necessary, but usually they have enough Ramp pieces. This seems just a little low. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, the next one is card draw. There are 15 pieces of card draw, which is pretty good. We like to have at least 10, so that's good in the healthy side.
Yep. There are 10 sources of targeted interaction. So we're not talking 10 Path to Exiles. There are 10 things that go, point at that. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. There's only one board wipe.
Interesting.
Yeah, there are a lot of token creators, and maybe the thought is, like, this deck doesn't really want
doesn't
a
want
board,
a board
wipe.
Wipe. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a lot of chatter online recently about Ward and things like that, and
yeah.
We've been for the last few years, kind of saying, hey, you should up the amount of targeted interaction you have and lower the amount of board wipes, and I think because of Ward and...
It's kind of shifting a little
bit. It's kind of shifting where I actually want to run a couple more board wipes and maybe lower my targeted interaction a little bit, because if everything's got Ward 2 or 3, and I'm paying... 3 or 4 to kill everything, to kill that thing anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't I just cast Supreme Verdict? So, anyway, not that you can play Supreme Verdict in this deck, but I think board wipes at 1, that's pretty low. I want a couple more.
And this deck also has a Charred Grave Robber and Back in Town, so it kind of wants to get stuff back anyway.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It has ways to recur, so it can recover. Yeah.
All right. And then we have 37 lands in the deck, which is par for the course.
Yep. That seems about right.
All right.
Deck specific stats here. There are 35 Outlaws in the deck.
That's great.
That seems right where you want to be if you're themed around Outlaws.
Yeah. And both commanders are 100% themed around Outlaws, as are a lot of the new cards, notably. There are 11 cards that make treasures. So
maybe you could count those as kind of pseudo ramp. So maybe the 8 ramp is kind of evened out by 11 treasure makers, maybe.
Yeah, including your commander, by the way. So
yeah. So maybe you don't count those as full ramp cards, but they're like half. So maybe you are in the range of like 12 ramp cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are 7 cards that make creature tokens. Specifically, 5 of them make outlaw tokens.
Okay. A little lower than I would have thought based on the brand new cards. So most of the token makers must be the new cards.
The new cards, yeah.
And then there are 8 life gain cards in the deck. So there's like a weird life gain sub-theme.
Yeah, and there are cards that there's a couple of cards that one card that has like extort on it, and then other cards that just like, hey, when you gain life, X happens. Notably, Olivia does have lifelink, and she's a 3/3 flyer, so she'll probably be able to get in for damage, I'm assuming is the idea there.
So there's a little bit of life gain payoff.
Yeah.
Seems a little weird.
Yeah, the deck actually, because I was looking through it because I'm going to do the precon upgrade for it. There's also some stuff where you can like steal cards and then some sac outlets. So it's kind of got a little muddied sort of like tertiary category.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Okay, so deck contents, just to go over them one more time. 10 new cards, 3 main set cards.
Yep.
79 reprints.
Including the main set cards.
Yep. And 8 basic lands. I don't want to call this out because I've called it out when it's negative in the past when there's been 20 plus basic lands. 8 is pretty good. That's a low number of basic lands, and I bet that we'll see a higher overall reprint value because of that. And that means if there's 37 lands in the deck, that means most of them are non-basic, meaning they're getting some good commander usable lands out there into the ecosystem. So I think that's a positive status. Easy to ignore the land part, but the less basic lands there are, the more value you can kind of get out of the deck, right?
Yeah, I like that quite a lot.
Okay, let's talk about reprint value.
Everyone loves some value. So this is the reprint value at the time that we are recording this episode. So that means that by the time this comes out, this will be completely different because then you'll know what the reprints are and then those cards will change in their price.
Yeah, but we are recording this before anybody knows about it. We must because we have to edit and things. So there's no way for us to talk about the value after the video comes out, right? So,
yeah, okay. And we can't also take account into the new cards because we have no idea what the market is going to price those at.
Yep, so this is just the reprint value, and it also doesn't count the main set, those 3 main set cards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically everything except for those 13 cards. Keep in mind, this deck is currently pre-ordering at about $45-$50. They don't release MSRP, so we don't know where that's going to land either.
Yep, so of course, as always, we do the average reprint value of the precons of the past just to give you an idea of where they have sat at. So Wilds of Eldraine was around $113 for the average reprint value.
Yep.
Lost Caverns of Ixalan jumped that up quite a bit, up to $150.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. And then Murders at Karlov Manor blew us all away. That was almost $170 for those.
Yep.
Fallout was a bit of a fallout. Dropped down to $76.
Yeah, I think because Fallout had so many new cards in it, too.
Yeah.
So it probably, the Fallout decks were closer in line to something like Wilds of Eldraine when you factor in the cost of those new cards. But again, based on the way that we have to do these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fallout 76 sounds like a video game, by the way.
Okay. So Most Wanted, this deck, is more in line with Lost Caverns, Murders, and Wilds of Eldraine as far as like there are not 30 new cards in here. So we'd expect it to be in that range. What is it, Jimmy?
$143.50. Woohoo!
Pretty good.
Yeah, so that's right below the Lost Caverns of Ixalan and a decent amount above Wilds of Eldraine. And I think what you said earlier about the basic lands not being dominant in the land slot is going to help contribute to that for sure.
Yeah, it gave us like 20 more cards maybe that could be worth something more than just Mountain, you know?
And great for people that just buy the precons and take them apart because those lands go in a lot of different decks.
Yeah, honestly, like if we look at our list here, since Wilds of Eldraine, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fallout, I think you can just put an asterisk by and say there's so many new cards in there that aren't factored into that valuation that that one, you know, we'll just set it aside and not worry about it. And then if you look at it like that, then it's like, geez, 143, 168, 149, 113, you know? It used to be we'd be below 100 very often.
Very often.
Now we're way above the, you know, for the last three. And I don't know. I'm pretty happy with this number.
Yeah, and it's cool too because the pre-con decks are pretty niched into a specific category of like, this is an outlaw deck. So you're like, an outlaw deck, how does it have that much in reprints? Like, well, there's just enough good cards that work around the theme and also just need to get reprinted, so including those lands.
So another way to look at this reprint breakdown is what we were calling the bang for your buck stat, which basically means for each dollar you spend, how much dollars in reprints do you get back on this deck? So if you look at it that way, Wilds of Eldraine was $2.82. Lost Caverns of Ixalan was $3.73. Murders at Karlov Manor was also $3.73. Remember, this is taking into account the cost of the precon, which has changed.
Yeah.
So that's why Lost Caverns is actually looking better than you would think, because the precons haven't always cost the same amount.
Yeah.
Fallout was $1.27, again, little asterisk there. And this deck is $3.19.
Yeah, so it fits, again, right in between Wilds and Lost Caverns, just like the average precon reprint value.
Yeah, so...
Cool.
Again, I think pretty good. All right, let's talk about where that value is coming from. What are the notable reprints in this deck? We're going to highlight the cards that are currently valued at $5 or more.
Yeah, and there are 11 of them in the deck, which is pretty awesome. Yep. And a bunch of them, turns out, are lands. the first one is a land I drafted pretty highly in my land draft. It is Command Beacon. So it just allows you to put your commander back into your hand from the command zone and sort of forego bypass the commander attacks.
Yeah, that was $13 before Jimmy just said it out loud just then, and then it dropped. Yeah, that's how that works. All right, the next one is Reign of Riches, which was $8 before this reprint that just happened.
Before you drove it off the lot. Next up, we have Seize the Spotlight, which is a really fun like choice card to either steal creatures or get treasures and draw cards, which I like quite a lot.
Was $7.
Yeah.
Before. Another card that was $7 before this reprint, and probably will stay at about $7 because they've reprinted so many times and it just tends
it's
to stay there.
Good card.
Yeah, one of the best cards in Commander, Lightning Greaves.
Yeah, equip cost zero. Can't beat that. Next up at around $6 is Witch of the Moors. So this is one of those weird cards that cares about life gain, but it makes everyone sack a creature and then you bounce or return stuff to your hand from your graveyard, which is pretty good.
Another card that was $6 is Vain Witch Coven.
And another life gain matters type of card.
Yeah, 3/3 menace creature that cares about life gain.
Yep. And then underneath that is another $6 card. It's the one and only, probably one of the best cards in the deck, Academy Manufacturer.
Best card in any deck it's in, one of them.
Yeah, it's very, very good. You make Clue of Food and a Treasure every time you make one of them.
Yeah, I think that card is going to go up in value if they don't keep reprinting it. So I'm glad they're reprinting it.
You have to just keep jamming it
over. That's a card that'll be $20 if they just don't reprint for 2 years.
Yeah, easily.
The next card is an oldie but a goodie. It was also $6. Boros Charm.
Oh, interesting.
Little spot removal, little protection. Yeah, maybe it's got a kill a player out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, you do love that. After that, we have... Double Strike, by the way, works really well with Olivia.
Yeah, oh, yeah, good point.
And now we have a land. It's $5.50 for Sulphurous Springs. This is the red-black pain land.
Yep. There's a land for us. That's good. A personal favorite of mine is next is $5. Heliod's Intervention. Little life gain, like you said, which can save you when, you know, everyone picks on you. But also, just destroy X artifacts and or enchantments, which blows people out a lot of times.
What's he doing on Thunder Junction?
Heliod is kind of an outlaw.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a good point. He did murder someone. Last up, we have another land.
He committed a crime.
He committed a major crime. It is Fetid Heath at $5. This is the black-white filter land.
Mm.
So every time you play it, you're like, why is this in my deck?
Filter lands, I don't know if you need them anymore. But they do work, and they weren't the cheapest. So it's good to see that reprint.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now we are going to go on to the full deck list. We're going to read off the rest of the cards. This will give you a chance to see them. Sometimes cards have alternate art and things like that. And also people just want to know, We are not going to read every card. We're just going to go down the list alphabetically. And also, there is a link to the full deck list in the show notes. So if you just want to click on that, you can see everything as well.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Let's get right into it, partner.
Saddle up.
Saddle up. Our first card is Aetherborn Marauder.
Then it's Angrath's Marauders.
Ooh, a lot of marauding.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's start with an A.
Yeah. AM. Next up, the classic Arcane Signet.
Yep. Always love to see it. After that is Bandit's Hall, which is one of the main set Thunder Junction cards that is technically a reprint in this deck. Yep.
And then we have Battlefield Forge, the red-white pane land.
Yep, there's one of those lands. After that is Black Cleave Cliffs. That is, I had to say it slowly because it's hard to say.
And then we got Bajookabog, Goodbye Graveyard.
Yep, that's a great card. After that is Bonder's Enclave.
Yep. And then Breena the Demagogue, which seems fun in this deck because sort of like an attack matters thing.
Yep. After that is Canyon Slough. Slough, right?
Yep, that's where we go every day after we exit the tavern.
To the Canyon Slough?
To the Canyon Slough, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then Captain Lannery Storm somehow piloted the ship onto Thunder Junction.
Yep, pirates are outlaws. Yarg.
Including this next one.
Captivating Crew.
Love this card.
Yep.
Caves of Koilos, another land.
Yep, then Changeling Outcast.
Very good in this deck.
It's all, yep, definitely an outlaw.
Clifftop Retreat.
After that is the classic Command Tower.
And then one of the better removal spells out there, Council's Judgment.
And then another good removal spell right after that. Removal for a couple of things, Curtain's Call.
I like that.
Yep.
Deadly Dispute, great way to sack your artifacts or creatures and get some value.
After that is Demolition Field.
Cool. Get rid of that strip mine. Wait. Desolate Mire is up next, another land.
After that is Dire Fleet Daredevil. Quite a few pirates showing up here.
Yeah, and then another Dire Fleet Ravager, make you lose a bunch of life.
After that is another really good land, Dragon Skull Summit.
And then Exotic Orchard.
That's nice. And remember when Exotic Orchard would have been on the $5 list?
Yeah.
They reprinted it enough now, but back in the day.
Thank goodness. It's a good card.
After that is Fane the Broker.
Yeah.
Does a little bit of everything.
A little sack outlet, too.
Yep.
Feed the Swarm. Good removal.
Yep. After that is Glittering Stockpile.
Good for pirates.
Yep.
Then we have Grenzo Havoc Razor, which is awesome.
Yeah, this is a really good card because it, again, does a little bit of everything. After that is Hex.
Kind of a board wipe. Six creatures gone. After that is Humble Defector, which is a interesting inclusion for card draw in red.
Okay. Then it's Idol of Oblivion. That's okay. A better card draw, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Impulsive Pilferer, just a little one mana make a treasure when it dies, but also you can encore it out.
Yep. After that is Isolated Chapel.
Okay. And then we have Camber the Plunderer, which partners with...
Loreen the Diversion.
Woohoo.
They just happen to be alphabetical, which that worked out nicely. Yeah.
And then we got one of those extort cards. It's life insurance. I really like this card.
Outlaws famously always have life insurance. Yeah. They're plugged into the system.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, after that is Mari the Killing Quill.
Okay. And then we have Marshland Bloodcaster.
After that is Mass Mutiny.
That is very thematic here.
Yeah, and that's a win out of nowhere type of card.
And here's the only board wipe in the deck. It's Massacre Girl.
Okay. I mean, Hex kind of counts, so maybe there's like one and a half.
One and a half, yeah.
Yeah. After that is Mirror Entity.
That is a way to win with your mercenaries.
So there's a win con for sure. Pump everything.
And then we have the Misfortune Teller.
I prefer fortune tellers myself.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not paying that person.
After that is Mist Meadow Skulk.
Yep, kind of an unblockable little dude. And then we have Morbid Opportunist, card draw.
Then Nighthawk Scavenger.
That thing will hit you.
Yep.
Nomad Outpost.
Tri-Land.
Mardu.
Ogre Slumlord.
So one of the token makers.
Yep.
Orzhov Signet, one of the two mana rocks in the deck.
Painful Truths, really good in three-color decks with black.
Yep. Path of Ancestry, another land.
Queen Marchesa.
Ah.
Makes assassins.
Yeah, and just gives you the monarch, which is great. Rakdos Signet.
Rankle, Master of Pranks. Shout out to Kathleen DeVere.
Shout out. And then we have Requisition Raid, which is another main set card. It's one of the cards with Spree, so it allows you to choose additional abilities on top when you cast it.
Yeah, it's destroy, artifact, enchantment, +1/+1 counters.
On each creature, so that's pretty good. It's paired up with what Olivia's doing.
Yep. Next is Rogue's Passage.
Classic. And then Rugged Prairie.
After that is Shadowblood Ridge, so a trio of lands there.
And then Shiny Impetus, which is one of the treasure makers.
All right, after that is a reprint from the main set. It's
Shoot the Sheriff.
Yeah, Shoot the Sheriff, which is destroy a target non-outlaw creature for one and a black instant.
It's kind of like that D&D one.
Yep.
Smoldering Marsh. Another land.
Then there next up is With New Art.
Yeah.
Sol Ring.
Very nice.
Yep.
And then Sun Home, Fortress of the Legion. Attack.
After that is Tainted Peak.
And then we got some temples. Temple of Malice.
Temple of Silence.
Temple of the False God.
And Temple of Triumph.
Cool.
A lot of temples. You know, Outlaw's famous also for going to church.
And scrying.
Yeah.
Then we have the Tenured Ink Caster. That's another Silver Quill card, I think.
And then is Trailblazer's Boots.
Ooh, that's a good way to get a creature in for damage.
Yep.
Vault of the Archangel. Gives some lifelink death touch.
And then the basics, there are two mountains, two plains, and four swamps.
All right.
So that's the entirety of the deck there. Again, the full deck list is linked in the show notes. If you want to go down there and find it, click on it and sort of peruse it at your leisure, you can do that. Yeah, let's talk about the deck before we go here, Jimmy, about the impressions of the deck. You mentioned earlier that there's a couple of different sub-themes. There's that life gain sub-theme.
Yeah, there's a life gain sub-theme. There's a steel sacrifice sub-theme that's going on. And then there's, you know, coming with the threatened effects. And then there's just the outlaws and value generated from outlaws that kind of, I guess, go into a little bit of all of it.
Yeah. And then there's the main theme, too, which I think has a little bit of token creation and mass pump. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because Olivia has lifelink that they felt comfortable including cards that care about gaining life. And then on top of that, they're like, well, let's put in a few more cards that also attach to this so you can get those benefits. But if you choose to not use Olivia as your commander, then obviously that makes that sub-theme fall apart pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, that to me says that right out of the box, you almost certainly want to run Olivia as a commander.
Yeah.
Like we said at the start, sometimes the backup is better. But in this case, I think it's quite a bit worse just because all your lifelink cards are kind of turned off. Not turned off, but you would need a couple of them rather than if you already have the life gain part from Olivia, those work. And then you're right. Vihan takes advantage of having treasures, but doesn't make them.
Doesn't make them.
And it's way better to make treasures because you don't actually, like in a worst case scenario, quotes, taking advantage of treasures is easy. You crack them for mana
and
cast things. Yeah.
There are a lot of times when you have just like, because Vihan looks great when you have 20 treasures.
Yeah.
But 20 treasures also means you're probably winning the game with the treasures, not necessarily turning them into 3/3s. If you only have like one or two and they become 3/3s, it's like, cool.
Yeah.
You might not be able to swing at anyone.
Yeah. So it feels like the deck might be going in a few different directions and might require some focus. But Jimmy, you're going to be able to help with that when you do the upgrade guide.
I'm actually really excited about the upgrade guide here. With Olivia as the commander, it's actually, I think you can do some really fun stuff with it.
And again, we are going to be doing upgrade guides for all four of the pre-cons on this channel. So just stay tuned. Those will be coming out in the coming weeks.
Yeah. And obviously, just a ton of value in this deck, which is always an upside. You can buy this, take it apart, which is a really fun thing that I love to do with a lot of the pre-cons. And then you get a bunch of cool Mardu cards. And the deck seems like it plays pretty well out the box, too. I'm excited. Something that's like kind of random is that they have Assassin's Creed coming out soon.
Yeah.
And they've got some Mardu assassins that would like work really well, vice versa, with this that's going on. So
that's a really good point.
At least it looks like Outlaws will always have support in the Wild West.
And beyond.
And beyond, yeah.
Yeah. All right. To the listeners, what do you think about this Mardu Outlaws Most Wanted deck? Are you excited about it? Are there any new cards that you think are going to slot perfectly into your existing decks? Do you want to build any new decks around it? Let us know in the comments on Twitter. You can email us. Find us on Discord. All that good stuff.
And you can buy more good stuff.
There you go.
And put good stuff in your decks by getting the cards for it at cardkingdom.com/command. That's our affiliate link. All you have to do is enter that into your URL bar, and you are on the Card Kingdom website to peruse and do whatever you want there, including buying singles, sealed products, trading your cards in on their buy list, and just getting the stuff that you need. You can copy and paste an entire deck list that you can get from any of our Game Nights or Extra Turns episodes. We just had a budget episode, and if you're looking to build a quick and easy budget deck, just copy and paste the deck list, put it in the Card Kingdom, and you get options for every single one of those cards. You can buy the versions you want, the quality you want, and just instantly get them all in one package and get ready to play a brand new deck just like that. We cannot express enough just how convenient it is to use cardkingdom.com/command. And also, when you do that, you're supporting the show and getting more of the content that you love.
And of course, once you get all those cards, you want to make sure that they stay protected, in good condition, and looking awesome on your battlefield. Ultra Pro is the game accessories brand we trust our own collections to, and we trust our on-camera style to as well.
Oh yeah.
If you go to ultrapro.com/command, you can find all that stuff, including dice, playmats, binders. Ultra Pro's got it. Like, they have you covered, and they have all the Thunder Junction themed, you know, characters and everything on the sleeves, on the playmats, on the deck boxes. If you're going to buy a new pre-con and you want everything to match.
Yeah.
And they also have everything from the past and all the solid colors, and they have guild themed stuff and everything you need. So again, ultrapro.com/command. They have it all. They have all kinds of good deals there all the time as well. Make sure you check it out.
And of course, don't forget to join our Patreon at patreon.com/commandzone if you want to audition to be on Extra Turns.
You know you
want
to.
The first time we've ever done this, we've done it for Game Nights in the past, but we've now opened it up for Extra Turns as well. You have to be a patron to enter, and those are due soon, April 12th. So you want to make sure to do that if you want to get flown out to Los Angeles, sit and chill and hang out with everyone here at the Command Zone, and also, more importantly, play a game of Extra Turns on camera, showcase your deck to the world, and see if you got what it takes to take down the Game Nights.
Yeah, for rules, restrictions, and how to submit your audition, there is a link in the show notes. Make sure you follow all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go, let's do an end step, Jimmy.
End step.
Where we talk about something cool outside the world of Magic.
Yeah, this one's really exciting.
Yeah, so we're good friends with a bunch of the people who used to do something called 5-Second Films.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you're a sort of internet content OG, you probably remember them. They predate even Vine.
Yeah, they were kind of the original Vine in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they were making really cool films that were 5 seconds long.
Yep.
And since those days, they've gone on. They worked with Rocket Jump, Jimmy and Freddie a lot. We still work a lot with John Salmon, who is our cinematographer. He's the guy that like was in charge of shooting like the Murders at Karlov Manor CSI thing. Most of our special projects, all the way back to like the Silver Quill video and things like that, where we bring in John Salmon when we want it to look, you know, really good. He was the cinematographer, one of them.
Video Game High School.
Video Game High School, yeah.
That's right. The other person that is involved in this project we're going to talk about is Joey Scoma, who was Jumping Jack on VGHS and also just an incredibly talented comedian.
Yep.
And they're launching something brand new, so we wanted to bring all y'all's attention to it.
Yeah, they have they're crowdfunding a short film that they've been working on
called
H-A-A-W. Yep. There'll be a links in the show notes. It's a really these guys are funny. If you've been fans of their videos, or you know, even if you're not, if you're just fans of independent filmmakers being able to do cool things,
yeah,
we would encourage you to support. It also, I think, in some ways will help the Command Zone because they're doing some stuff with rear screen projection for this project.
Yeah.
That we're going to get some knowledge of. John will obviously learn some from, and my plan is to visit set and check it out as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I used to do this all the time, and I need to do it more often these days, but you know, go on Kickstarter, go on Indiegogo, go on some of these sites from time to time and just help support filmmakers and people making like independent art. And I think this is a way to support a couple of guys who've been around for a long time, made some really cool stuff, and are still trying to do it.
Yeah, the script that they've written has already won a couple of awards, too. They're mega talented. It promises to be a really funny kind of horror, just like surreal skit. So if you want to find out more about it, just go to the link in the show notes below. You can watch their very funny video talking about the premise of it. And they're not even asking for that much.
Yeah.
So every little bit really makes a huge difference. And you're genuinely supporting something that I think is going to be a really high quality product.
All right, big thanks to our amazing team here at the Command Zone. Damon Lenz, Eric Lem, Megan Yip, Gaurav Galati, Jordan Pridgen, Jamie Block, Arthur Meadowcroft, Manson Lung, Josh Murphy, Jake Boss, Sam Waldo, Evan Limburger, Katie Cole, Mitch Trafford, and of course, the incredible
Rachel
Weeks. All right, everybody.
The silent assassin.
Silent assassin, Rachel Weeks. If we say it enough, maybe she'll be the loud assassin. An outlaw.
She is an outlaw.
Yeah, she's wanted.
Dead or alive. Hopefully alive.
Dead or alive.
Again, hopefully alive.
Dead or alive.
Do 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 do.
Peace.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for your attention. For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.